Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You can't change it. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Stevie Ray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zavar, he is the one and only Chief Home Officer. He's our good friend. He's the author of a number of books on being home-based. He's an award-winning journalist, and chiefhomeofficer.com is his website. Jeff, thanks again for being here.
Absolutely.
A couple of years ago, I was listening to a Gen Y expert, who was Gen Y himself, thank goodness, talk about that generation, the 20-somethings. And he said, if you want your printer hooked up, he said, call my older brother. He's a Gen Xer. He's tech savvy. He said, but don't call me or my generation. He said, we're not tech savvy. We're tech dependent.
Right.
Which I thought was really a profound statement. Small business owners, well, all of us, I shouldn't say small business, all of us increasingly, every minute, increasingly, we're becoming more and more tech dependent, aren't we?
Well, you know what? The short answer is yes, but I would decry and I would defy his answer that to be tech dependent, yes, I would say we all are. I mean, if you've got a smartphone in your pocket, heck, if you have an analog phone, you're still using technology, you know, but if you have a computer on your desk, and if you surf the internet, and if you do any of the things that we do today, yes, we are tech dependent. But to understand the tech, to be, you know, tech savvy enough to be able to install a printer, you know, I got to tell you, HP and the like have made this so simple.
Oh, they made it pretty easy. But
yeah.
he was just saying the difference in the generation. But I think more and more of us are like that. But
right.
The point that I want to get to is that we are tech dependent. Well, our accounting's, you know, tech dependent. Our customer lists are in our computers. We use a lot of cloud based stuff,
right.
And so we need to. In my opinion, I think we ought to all stop and slow down just a little bit and say, okay, I'm using all this stuff. It's very handy. It's very efficient. It's not costing me as much money. I can do a lot more stuff for a lot less money than I used to do.
Absolutely.
But what if it went away? What if I'm not doing some things that I should be doing because I'm taking it for granted to secure my stuff that's in my tech dependent world? What do you think?
Well, and where we're going with this, obviously, is, you know, have your computer get hit by a virus, have your computer get hacked, have your computer have something go wrong. That there's no worse feeling than losing something with your computer.
Mechanical or digital or...
Having a failure, and no better feeling than having it come back.
Yeah.
You know, lose your internet for 3 hours and have it come back and you know, experience nirvana, so to speak. But it's true. But a lot of this stuff is, while we may blame others or we say we are helpless in it, you know, and look at Sony, you know, were they helpless? And you know, who knows the source of the hack, whether it was Un or some disgruntled employee inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did not have the technology in place to prevent something like this.
Apparently, it was as minimal, and it was almost criminal how poorly secured they were.
Absolutely. And you know what? We can learn from them by saying, just go out, and whether it's McAfee, whether it's Norton, whether it's any of these other companies, if you don't have it yet, buy and install antivirus on your computer and keep it updated.
I use Bitdefender, by the way.
Bitdefender,
Bitdefender's a good one. Well,
you know.
One of the leaders of McAfee said there's no such thing as security anymore. Basically,
well, there's certainly no such thing.
But the thing is, there are some things you can do though to back it up. For example, backing up everything in the cloud. Carbonite. That's it. I use Carbonite, and it's a backup thing. I lost a drive 4 or 5 years ago.
There are two types of computer users.
I was backed up in Carbonite. I've been in Carbonite since they started almost. I was backed. It was a great day in my life. Whoever would have ever thought that I'd see a great day in my life was when I lost a drive. Well, it was great because I backed it all up. I bought a new drive and pulled it down.
Clicked restore and there it was.
Yeah.
There are two types of computer users out there. Those who have lost data and those who will lose data.
Right.
That's what tech people believe. And I add,
so these are great. Great resolutions, folks.
Absolutely.
Back to the resolution thing.
And they are not resolution. They need to be commitments in the way we do business.
But Jeff, here's the thing. People who are listening to us are probably the owners.
Right.
We've got to remind them, folks, you've got to get your employees to participate in this too, because they're using your tech. They're creating your documents. They're working with your documents. They're clicking around. They're surfing online while they're at work, maybe going to places that could get you into trouble.
Right.
You got to have training. You got to have policies. You got to tell them what you're expecting of them. You got to make sure they don't let you somebody in the building be in charge of renewing the security systems. What do you think?
Absolutely. You mentioned a number of points there. So you have somebody out there who oversees, whether it's your VP of HR, VP of operations, COO, make sure that your renewals are all updated and, you know, have
you
make
could,
sure
you
it's a valid
buy
credit card.
5-10 seat packages,
license.
Which I've done.
Yep.
Every one of my units, my desktop units, they're all laptops. Every one of them renew at the same time.
It's not a resolution, it's a commitment, and it's even policy to make it happen.
Absolutely. It's good stuff for the new year, folks. Jeffrey, thank you for being
always
here.
Always great to be
today.
With you, Jim.
Jeff Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, Jay-Z, the one and only. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassing, Game Studio.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.